As long as one of us has it.
Three, two, one. Yank.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, March Madness time, and we couldn't be off to a worse start for, I think it's Epi 23. And I think Turd just got bounced because of my boy.
Oh my
I
God.
mean, this is insane. And I forgot, I gotta get my headphones on because of I might have echo issues on there. I mean, we couldn't be any more off the rails to start March Madness.
We wanted to start the pod late, or we wanted to start it earlier. Turbo doesn't respond all afternoon. Now we're an hour behind. Now we're almost 2 hours behind. Fucking Johnny takes 30 minutes to get his new laptop camera figured out. Can't even figure that out for whatever reason. It's just a blank camera icon. Switches back and forth to the phone for 20 minutes. He's muted. We're back. Turb falls off. My God.
Oh my goodness. Now, like, I forgot about the headset too. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, here's the fucking guy. I forgot he's an Ivy Leaguer. Johnny, whenever he needs something to go right, it goes wrong. I forgot Terry fucking went to Harvard. This guy just text, holy shambles. We're a mess. We're a mess. We're an absolute mess. And this might all be echoing because I don't have the headphones going. Forgot about that. I'm pressing. This is crazy.
Which one are we recording on? Recording on the
All
phone or
right,
on the
we
computer?
gotcha. All right, all right. I mean, for the people that don't know, we were supposed to record at 7. We gotta let Terv come on here to defend himself. I mean, this new laptop, man. I mean, the new technology nowadays. I get this new laptop. There's no Google Chrome. I think it's all fucked up because of that. The Zoom, I had to download Zoom. It wasn't allowing me to have. Why am I frozen on the? But I'm not there. The Zoom wasn't allowing me to do. Just I had to download the app. It's in this Turb with us or not? I mean, this is.
I don't see him. I don't see
I
him
got
here.
I just got a notification. Your voice quality is poor. And maybe I gotta talk into the mic. Oh my God, this is insane.
There he
Okay,
is.
I'm in there.
All
I'm
right,
in
he's
there.
here. I
God,
mean,
dude, are you kidding me?
dude,
Walmart
my
Wi-Fi.
this is
circuit cut
craziness.
off on me. Fucking my shit just completely did this. I don't know. This only happens at my house. I go to work all day, no issues. I come home, bang, laptop just randomly shuts off.
So are you on the phone
Just
now?
Yeah. Which isn't
factory
good
restart.
because I have shit that I need to have. Like, I have fucking statistics. I have everything on
Yeah.
my phone.
Yeah, I mean that's I mean
If
this is
I go,
insane.
if I go, if I go off Zoom, like right now I'm on Twitter, does it take me like my video away?
No, you're good.
No.
How
All
quickly
right.
the turntables turn, Turb. How quickly
Yeah,
the
do you see how
turntables
quickly I
turn.
figured that out? You see how quickly I figured that out? I was still
Yeah,
wearing
you
my new
work for
20
yeah.
minutes later.
You work from home.
Hey,
You
put
work
a
from home. You
shirt on.
should be
No,
used
I
to
was
it.
in the fucking office all
I
day,
know, I
fucking
know. For
grizzly bear.
once, the first time this year in
For
the
once, shut
office.
up, fucking warehouse freak. Get let's get
Guy
it
was in the
going.
office once. Guy was in the office once and can't answer his phone in the afternoon is just absurd. It's
I
just
was
that's crazy
out
than what
at
I just
dinner with
did.
my mom. I
That
was
is
out at
absurd.
dinner with my mother,
How long
bud.
does dinner last?
Dinner
That's
goes
from
from
noon to
2 to an
seven.
hour.
What are you, an Italian? It's from noon to seven. Would you have six courses? I mean, just crazy.
Yes. And I had a
My hands up.
presentation to my VP today, something you'd never sniff doing.
My hands up on the Zoom. Oh, he had a
Yeah.
presentation. He had a present. I forgot. Conrad, you've had presentations before. Nikki, I bet you. Well, Nikki, who
Yeah,
knows what
what do
his
you
year
want
looks
me to
like?
be checking my
Everyone
fucking
works.
bracketology while I'm presenting my VP?
No one should be complaining besides a guy who's hunting down Venmos from 100 people. So save it. I still got to
Oh,
do work on top of that.
okay. All right.
Yeah,
I
you
still got to do
fucking
work on
made your
top of
bed.
that.
You made your bed. Now lay in it, freak.
I do it so everyone else can have fun. It's called being a dad
Oh,
to
yeah.
everybody.
Oh,
Being a
mister,
dad to
I've checked
everybody.
out.
Come
I've checked
on.
out. Shut up, Grizzly. Let's get it going.
Alrighty, folks. This is Epi 22 of the Little River Podcast. Let's
And
go. I think it's
Definitely like
23. And
24,
I think it's
I call
23.
it.
I mean, it might,
Oh,
who
my
knows? Who
Shambolina.
knows? It's the March Madness bracket. It's March Madness time. And we're going at people's throats. We're going at everyone's throats.
Lock in.
Terb's going at Conrad for his pasta eating, which we all know he's vulnerable about. We're going at Terb for being
Who doesn't
late. The
love
boys are coming
pasta?
at me for dropping out, dropping in. not being able to, I mean, this, I can't have this. I can't have this because Allie's sick and she's like already pissed that we're starting late. And then it's my fault for starting late.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're 2 minutes in. We're already dropping the girlfriend card. Jesus. This is
it's a mess.
More to this.
I did not need to have.
Get on your hands and knees and crawl over to her house, dude.
I did not need to have the start that I had. Just saying, I did not need to have the start that I had. I mean, this, I mean, we could be done if everything went planned. We could be wrapping it up right now. But hey, that's how it goes at LRP. That's how it goes. And we have the NIT that's been kicked off. Turb, what did we do last night? Providence.
1-3. NIT. I mean, wait, 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. Nothing crazy. 1-2.
NIT.
Xavier missed a fucking perfect opportunity to go 2-1. 23-point comeback for nothing. Colorado State was sharp. UVA, literally, I'm pretty sure my JV team in 2014 would have dog walked them last night.
I didn't watch that game, and I saw the not score from 9 minutes left in the first half till
it was. Listen to this. It was so bad in the second half. Instead of like a time since they last scored, they were dropping the actual time in real life. They said they hadn't scored since 9:48 p.m. It was 10:30.
Yeah, that's what I saw. 50 minutes of real time. I mean, that's, I mean, but that, I've never seen a team, Mickey, I've never seen a team where everybody on Selection Sunday was like, they, I don't want to watch that. They
What a smack in the fucking face to the committee that was.
Yeah, they don't want
14 points at halftime.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, I've only ever seen, I think, one game that had less points in the first half by a team. Wake Forest scored like 12 in like 1998 when I was a kid, but. I mean, they're awful to watch, and they will be awful for probably the rest of humanity because they're not going to have any NIL money. The ACC is falling apart at the seams. Like, Virginia is fucked. And with Bennett gone, they're doomed. They're going to be.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean, Bennett gone? He's leaving?
What?
What?
Did I get that wrong?
Did Nikki just CNN us? We're working to let that slide. If Bennett goes, then yeah, they're fritz. I mean,
Bennett's not going anywhere. He's got a lifetime contract.
Literally a football score, 27-14.
Al-Qaeda could have made a fucking all-star squad better than that team last night.
I mean, it's...
Sorry, I got my headlines mixed up. Stephen A. said that Bennett should be fired. Not that he.
Oh wow! Holy, night.
All right, let's all just heart rate's going a mile a minute. It's been like that the past couple of days. It's the March Madness Eve, and we got a lot going on, boys. We're on pace for over 100 entries for the LRP bracket pool. That's going to be a 3K pot 3 years in a row. We're staring it right in the face, and. I'm telling you guys, a wave came over me Selection Sunday. There's nothing like this time of year, and I've never been, I think, more stumped filling out a bracket. I don't like the Cinderellas I'm picking, because you got to remember when you pick that upset, right? It's not really picking the upset. It's you're taking that team, and if they go to the Final Four or they make a run, that's a low seed, a 3, a 4, a 2. You're fucking yourself. And I mean, you guys want to break down Turb? Do you want to get right into it of breaking down regions? That's what I was thinking. We go by the UConn region first and go from there, or what?
I think there's, you know, some storylines and just some things to be talked about, just briefly before getting right into the balls of it. Just something to know, 9 out of the last 10 Final Fours has included 1-7 seed or higher. That is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is an insane stat that I read.
Can I add on just, that real quick?
Go ahead.
The highest seed to ever win it was number 8 Villanova. So the fact that
Nova.
4 years, there's been one right below that making the last two games of the tournament puts into perspective how crazy that is.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's insane. The other thing just noted, I think no team that's lost the first game of their conference tournament, typically. I think there's two storylines there. Typically, the conference tournament winners do not fare out well So it gives a lot of false hope to teams like Illinois, teams like Iowa State that went on these 5-day, 5-game win streaks that just burn out in the tournament. And then the flip side of that, no team that went 0-1 in their conference tournament has ever won the title, which applies to Tennessee, Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, Bama, Creighton. So those are big names, big teams that people are probably picking. Again, that's just teams that haven't won it all, but still something to note. And then, you know, I can get into it as we get into it, the bracket, but I am seeing a lot of stuff, a lot of public. This is the first year where I've paid attention to what the public is loving and what the public – this is like the first year I've seen like public is – I think some of these underdogs are like public favorites, like New Mexico's of the world and the JMU's and like the, like these teams are, these teams are like, there's more people betting on them to win out, like McNeese State, Samford. Samford right now is the most public pick of the tournament just because one player went out for Kansas. They still have Hunter Dickinson. They still have a full team. So I'm looking at that as like, what you notice is you want, like you said, you want to pick these upsets, but what you tend to find in the tournament is the upsets are not the public upsets. They're not the Oregon to beat South Carolina. They're not the Samfords. They're not the Grand Canyons. They're not these teams. And so I've just been paying a lot of attention, and this is the first year where I'm like, I'm going against the public, almost like a, almost kind of like a gambling mindset. If I feel like I see a lot of people talking about Drake beating Washington State and all these public picks, I'm fading all of that.
I mean, the Samford one, I thought everyone was going to have McNeese versus Kansas. And like you said, once Kansas, who was his name? McCullough. What was his name? Mickey?
McCullers.
Yeah.
Once he went out, like you said, Samford got hammered hard. And the storylines are crazy. I'll save mine for when we get to each region. But Nikki, if you have the bracket pulled up, the Midwest bracket we get into first. And Conrad, can you pull up on your phone and go to LRP Spotify so we can confirm what number epi this is? Because if it's 23, Jordan, UNC, because that's the team we're going to wait. We're going to dive into when we get to that side of the bracket. But it's not the Midwest. It's the East, if I'm not mistaken, the one that UConn is in the top left, big fella.
Yep.
So that one right off the bat, storyline I got for that, like me and Conrad were talking about earlier, Duquesne's head coach stepping down after this year to help take care of his wife dying with cancer. If that's in a storyline, I don't know what is. Now they're going up against the BYU team who, let me tell you, somebody, this is the first year in a while I've taken a step back from every day, every night watching hoops. BYU is in the Big 12. They did pretty good. We talked about a couple episodes ago. I didn't even realize that to me is going to be a very, very intrusive matchup. And then you got a Yale team. Like Conrad, like Turbo was just saying about the conference champions. I usually don't like picking conference champions to make runs of the tournament, but I think Yale and Auburn is very intriguing because Auburn's a team people think could give UConn a run for their money. Yet Yale, sometimes these teams like Yale, Akron, that get in on a lucky bucket, a lucky foul, like Loyola Chicago against Miami first round 5 years ago, buzzer beater, and they go all the way to the Final Four. Mm. So that it's one of those things where it's
Morehead State.
If you guys have an underdog coming out of that bracket, because that's one where I don't trust Illinois, I don't trust Iowa State, but then you're looking at having a Washington State playing UConn. You're gonna have a BYU playing UConn.
But that is like, in a way though, to my point, is that is a that to my point is kind of one of those bracket busters where if you take Washington State to beat Drake and you take them to win a couple games and they do that, everybody is taking Drake. Drake is the public favorite pick. And then you take Washington State to win the next game to beat Iowa State and you get that right, you are bounds and leaps past other people that had them losing first round. So again, it's picking your spots.
Who do you think's the biggest threat? Who's the biggest threat to UConn? You guys, who do you guys have being the biggest threat to UConn in that bracket?
I'll run through a couple of matchups that I have. I have Duquesne winning that first game, but then losing to Illinois And I have Illinois going to the Elite Eight against UConn and losing to UConn. I think it'll
see,
be.
My,
I think,
but my thing with Illinois.
I think Illinois can lose first round.
My thing with Illinois.
I also think Illinois
I don't trust
can
the
lose
coach.
First round.
Coaches are big for me. Brad Underwood is a guy who just can't get it done in March.
What do we
just,
say about
you know,
Purdue? Why do we not trust Purdue? Is because they've won the Big Ten and they've looked great in the Big Ten the last 2 years and come into the bracket and shit their pants. Who won the Big Ten this year? It's Illinois. You would have never taken Illinois to go far a week ago. It's biased because of the conference championships.
Right.
Illinois is going. I'm telling you, it's
no. You're
it's,
right. No. Terb's right. But to our point last night. Nothing's bad. Like, we don't know what no one like. That's the thing I hate about these podcasts you listen to this week. Everyone's saying where to go, where not to go. Nobody knows where to go. For all we know, Illinois could win the national championship. They could lose in the first round. So it's like when people give their takes, no one knows
true.
Anything now and can't say anything. Yeah. But
true.
But at the same point in time, it's you get into a spot to where a lot of these teams kind of take after each other. Like, it's one of those things with a tournament, you'll see six conference championship winners, all six win the first round or all six lose. I feel like we've seen a lot of that in the past couple of years where everyone kind of follows suit. But to your point, Nikki, coaches are big for me. Brad Underwood can't get it really done. Bruce Pearl, I forgot about that run when they played Virginia. Iowa State, I know they're chippy, but
yeah,
I really
Bruce
try to
Pearl
look at
wins.
Coaches.
I mean, right. Let me defend myself. The reason I have Illinois going so far, right? We're talking about conference champions. If they're playing against Duquesne, I think they win that game. And then I have a matchup of two conference winners with Illinois and Iowa State.
Right. No,
that's the thing. But if they don't play Duquesne, then they run into a buzzsaw of BYU that can spread them out, shoot the rock, play a totally different style of game, and then their head is spinning. So that's what I'm saying. You're seeing it as you have your bracket. So it's so different from that's why picking the first round versus picking the second and the third rounds is all contingent on what you're seeing from your matchups. Whereas I don't see Illinois playing Duquesne. So me, I look at Illinois playing BYU and I'm thinking that is a nightmare matchup for Illinois. And then you have potentially in your bracket, BYU out first round, which very well could happen. Or me looking at it and saying BYU to me has a layup in Duquesne who should have never been there in the first place, which again, doesn't matter. They won their tournament and then they play Illinois, which I think is a great matchup for BYU. So again, it's all kind of
and every year's a new year. And if you guys remember, the Richmond Spiders go on a run, win the A-10, who they play in the first round, the hottest team in the Big Ten, Iowa, who ran the table, won the championship. Richmond wins that battle. So it's get back to the original. Nikki, your biggest threat to UConn you have is the Fighting Illini. That's your biggest threat in the East bracket.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously because they got the Elite Eight, right?
Obviously, they're going to have a tough matchup. Like, they're going to have to get through FAU, who has players that have
UConn. You're talking about now.
Yeah, UConn. So they're going to have to get through FAU, who I think
beat
Northwestern, and then I have them going through Auburn, and I just don't think that Auburn has the firepower to keep up with them. And then I got, like I said, against Illinois in the Elite Eight.
And like someone like Conrad, I feel like, and a lot of people who are college football people and do March Madness because they're normal fucking people, they get in the action. I kind of have the same aspect of you see FAU last year, Final Four.
Yeah.
They know they were one game away from UConn. And I would love to see that rematch, but you forget about Boo Booey and Northwestern. They took down Zach Edey and Purdue this year. And I think UConn, they're not going to have a cakewalk. I think UNC should have been the number, they're the top seed and they got to go play a tough Northwestern or FAU team. Then they got to play. Maybe if Auburn gets there, that's not an easy Sweet 16 matchup by any means. And I mean, Conrad, when you're looking at that side of the bracket, who do you have as your biggest threat to UConn right now?
I have Auburn.
Yeah.
I think Auburn's
I mean,
the best.
I think on paper, you're right about that, Pete. On paper, for sure. They have the firepower.
As a guy who doesn't watch college basketball at all, especially not this year, I barely watch anything. From the little bit I did see over conference weekend highlights and whatnot, like you said, Drew, I think Auburn's got some
you
got
to outscore
guys. They got some big guys down there. They can. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, and that's
the fucking best team in the country.
And that's like what I want to see. I want to see because UConn last year they kind of got favorable with they played a lot of teams who upset the higher seeds. So I want to see UConn go up against a true four seed, and I think a lot of people want to see that. It's just
also
will it happen?
If you look on like the ESPN Tournament Challenge app, like just the regular bracket, everyone and their mother has fucking UNC to win it. It says 24.4% of brackets have UConn to win it all.
Back 24. I thought 24.4. I figured that'd be higher. But to that point,
it was higher a little bit earlier. I guess more people made their brackets, but still, it's just crazy. Right. All, like all the professionals and like the famous people have theirs as the analysts have like UConn. A ton of them do.
Right, because they've watched a lot of basketball, and when you watch a lot of basketball this year, it's very hard for the brain to comprehend somebody beating UConn right now, which is very valid. And to the point of what you're going to ask, John, is who do I see? And by all means, I'm being so serious when I say this, I don't see a single team in that side of the bracket that will beat UConn. And that's my thing, is I think UConn is going deep in this tournament. I don't think there's any – the way they play, as deep as they are, the way Dan Hurley coaches, they defend, they score, they can put 100, they can hold you to 45 points. I don't think any team in this side – but here's the thing. I think when UConn gets to Phoenix and when they're in that Final Four, the stage is totally different. The teams are totally different. The feel is totally different. And I think that's when, if they go down, I think they go down in the Final Four. And if they do that, it doesn't matter, really. Honestly, they're going to win their first game. Most likely, I would put all my money there to win the second game. If they lose to Auburn or they lose in the Final Four, it's still, they didn't go back to back. It's never heard of again. So I see them getting out of this little side of the bracket. I think Auburn is the team that could score with them. I just don't think Auburn can defend with them. I don't see a team, though, to be dead honest. I mean, maybe Iowa State. I just think they're fraud in the tournament. Every time they're ranked high, they lose early. So,
and people got to remember, too, is like when you're doing a massive bracket pool like we have, the name of the game, I say it every year, is keeping that Final Four as clean as you can, as long as you can. And UConn, out of the 100
it's
brackets –
a clean bet.
Out of the 100 brackets, I say 80 are going to have UConn the Final Four. So if you have UConn the Final Four and they don't make it there, you're not getting fucked while everyone else is riding high. Everyone gets fucked when you get
right. And that's another way to look at it. That's another way to look at it. Don't sometimes in the bracket play, don't try to be the hero, right? It's like, yes, you can pick them to go down early. And if it happens, in the rare sense, you say, I told you so. But if you go chalk in some aspects, you lose with everybody and it doesn't kill you too much.
Right. No, it's exactly right. And I think, I think the biggest, like, I think to Terry's point, I really don't have a threat in there besides maybe Auburn. And if Auburn gets there, I think that'd be a great game to watch. But at the same time, they're going to have to go against the Yale first round. And then the second round matchup, who would Auburn be going against, Nikki?
San Diego State or UAB.
Or UAB. So, I mean, again, they should get there, but UAB, a team that UAB versus Auburn, two Alabama schools going at it. I mean, I think that'd be a great matchup to watch. San Diego State there all the way last year. They want to get a piece of UConn. So,
yeah,
Auburn should get there, but we know March Madness. We know how March Madness works.
I've got a theory that San Diego State and FAU were in the Final Four last year, right? Because FAU lost in the Final Four. San Diego State went to the Natty. I've got a theory that they very well both could be out first round. FAU should never, ever be an 8 seed. The only reason they're an 8 seed right now is because they returned everybody and they're just there.
I think that Arizona win, that Arizona win earlier in the year is what
that was it. That was it. They got, I mean, they lost to Florida Gulf Coast this year. Florida Gulf Coast. They're not the same team. They're riding high. They're doing this whole narrative that they were just waiting to get to the bracket. And that is a nightmare fuel to go into a buzzsaw of like Boo Booey to put up 30 that's been grinding his way all year with the Big Ten. So That's just a little hint. I like Northwestern. If you're on the fence of an 8-9, I take Northwestern in that. UAB, San Diego State's kind of like, it'd be great for the narrative, but
I've got some stats on all of the lower seeds versus the higher seeds. And actually the 9 versus 8 is the only matchup where the lower seed has a winning record. They're 78-74 since the
8. But that's, I mean, that's 50% basically.
Yeah, 50%. But they're 17-11 since 2016. So even higher than 50. Like,
so it's trending. It's not a landslide.
I mean, everybody's getting it tonight, Nikki. So, but I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do with the 9 beats an 8, 17 out of the 17-11? That's the record.
That's
9 versus 8. What the fuck am I gonna do with that stat?
Yeah. It's a coin flip. It's just whatever you feel.
Yeah, Nikki, go fuck yourself, dude.
9 versus 8's a coin flip. You heard it from Nikki Nightly News. Now I'm pumped. I forgot about Nikki Nightly News, and we still got the AB's tweets tonight. So let's keep it moving. And let's go right across the right side of the bracket, Nikki, Houston side, which I believe is the Midwest is Purdue. Is that the
– It's Houston.
I know, but do we know if it's West or – doesn't fucking
matter. It's the South.
Okay. The South, Houston. You got Houston up top. You got Marquette down below. You got Kentucky down below. You have Duke up top. Nikki, who do you got challenging Houston? And if you have a Cinderella for us to look out for, who are you looking at right now?
I have this as completely chalk in the first round except for James Madison. But I think these are the two – Houston and UConn, I think, are the two best teams. I don't see anybody, like, truly challenging them. Because I don't think Duke is as strong as we think they are. And I don't know that Marquette. I don't know that Marquette beat them. I mean, there's going to be – I've got Kentucky losing early. So I don't have them playing them. Okay. I have Marquette in the Elite Eight, but I have Houston beating them.
Term?
This is definitely – Houston's a little they've got a one or two players that are a little banged up. I think that's a lot of teams going in this tournament, which I feel like is not been normal.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now, but it's an X factor on their team. He's going to play. Is he going to be 100% is the question. To your point, Nikki, I like the 8 here. I think if you want to talk about, to your point, the one shining moment team of the tournament is Nebraska. They're like 0-9. They're 0-9 in the tournament. They're so due. It's like, here's the thing. I think Houston gets through either Texas A&M or Nebraska. Why not root for the fun team, Nebraska? They've got everything you want. It's going to be exciting.
What's that Texas A&M name? The little Asian guy?
Tamanyanga.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Damn, Jap Curry. His name. Oh god. Oh god.
Jap Curry. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of the Cold War lately, so it's just having me fired up.
Cold War is Russia.
Hey, what do you mean? The cold. Okay, we won't get into that, but that was Pearl Harbor was part of that, but it was all a trickle down effect. But hey, anyways.
I'm just looking at Conrad Conspiracy Corner. I can see his eyes through his sunglasses just churning. And fucking, he's got something to say, but you're not going to say it because it's a March Madness bracket podcast. I don't want to hear about your fucking Cold War take, Conrad.
All right, but there is.
It's
the 90s. Cold War is a trickle down effect from fucking Hiroshima.
Trickle down banging, trickle down war happens.
Anyways, there are teams here. I mean, if Kentucky gets to Houston, that's just a full fire power offense versus full fire power defense, which is to me a coin toss. That's the only team really. I just don't fear Marquette in the tournament. Haven't. And they're banged up as well with what's his name? Kolick. He's kind of another guy, question mark, going into the tournament. They say he's going to play. But to me, Kentucky has a pretty easy route when you look at them. They get through Oakland. They play, you know, Texas Tech or NC State, which they've seen Texas Tech already, I believe, this year. And then they might get Marquette, banged up Marquette, or potentially Florida, which I think is definitely a sleeper in that side. Duke, I would agree. Duke's fraud. And then I think, again, to the hype noise of James Madison, I think that's going to be a very popular upset pick. I think Wisconsin handles them. And Houston squeaks it out. But if they see Kentucky, bet your ass I'm going to be a little worried about that.
So Kentucky gives you worries. Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki, I guess you're kind of the same take with UConn. You don't really see Houston having trouble.
And just for a fact check, they have not played Texas Tech yet. They've played Texas A&M.
Okay. One of the Texas schools.
Yeah, Texas Tech plays NC State. And Conrad, quick 30 seconds on your Cold War take, and then get into who you got challenging Houston.
I think that what's his name? The Jap Steph Curry from Nebraska could maybe give him some problems second round. So I'll go to Nebraska.
You got 30 seconds to drop your Cold War take.
He said Pearl Harbor. He meant Hiroshima. I understand now. It's just a classic mix-up.
Just a classic bombing mix-up.
Start versus the end. It's okay. I get it now.
I didn't know that though. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So who do you got challenging Houston?
Nebraska or
really? Okay.
James Madison.
Okay. I like it.
That's one shining moment. James, let's go. Team of Destiny.
I like it. Why not? I've kind of messed around with that a little bit too. And you guys talked about him a little bit. Turb mentioned they got a banged up superstar. Nikki's got him Elite Eight. Right now, I have Marquette winning it all. I have Marquette winning the whole damn thing. And to win these bracket pools, last year you saw three or four guys with UConn in the driver's seat. I'm trying to think outside the box. Shaka Smart's been there. I think Kolick has the power to really get the team on his shoulders. Yeah, VCU.
Has he?
Has been there since VCU. VCU, he took to the Final Four, has been back since. And I think Shaka.
20 years ago.
14. So 2010, that was. Shaka Smart and Calipari, that if they meet up, that's going to be the meeting of who the fuck wants to get their worst. Calipari, lifetime contract, hasn't made it past the first weekend in quite some time. The St. Peter's embarrassment. Marquette, just a team you don't think about. You think about deep tournament runs. I don't know why I got them, but right now I got them winning it all. I mean, I think Houston could have problems with Nebraska. I really do. And then I think after that, if they play Duke, that's a walk. Duke makes it. JMU would be a fucking great upset to see, but would it happen?
Wait. Can we pause that? You said Duke is a walk through Houston?
No, I said Houston has a walkthrough. If Duke makes it there, Houston would pummel them.
Yes.
If Wisconsin makes it there, I don't think.
Pummel.
I think Houston pummels them too. So I really don't think Houston. If they take care of business.
It's the high-powered offenses, but I just think those high-powered offenses against Houston's defense is a different game. But, yes, the high-powered offenses like Nebraska.
That's why I think Nebraska is their biggest threat. And they get through Nebraska if Nebraska was the first-round matchup.
They start busting out threes. Like, Nebraska is such a nightmare team. Like, they live or die by the three. And it's the matter is, does that – go for zero games or does that go on for three games?
And to Terb's point, to Tournament of Stars, and this is what dreams are made of. Kolick, I just see him. I'm envisioning him going on a run. I'm envisioning it. I don't know why, but that's what I have right now. And I would love to see a Marquette UConn Big East final.
Gillespie vibes.
Right. And I would like to see a Big East final, this committee with keeping out St. John's, Seton Hall, Providence, Poverty Nova. I mean, an all Big East final would be perfect to see. But like you guys said, this could very well be Houston and UConn, one seed. It's happened before. One seeds make the Final Four at these. But you guys heard it. They could go down to Nebraska, or we got them basically going to the Final Four. I think we're kind of all aligned, if not agreeing to that possibility. And as we go down to the bottom left, if no one has anything else to say, on Houston's bracket, we can jump into UNC's side.
Turb, do you like James Madison in that matchup against Wisconsin?
No.
In
the first round?
I tell you what, I like Vermont. I think it's the sexy pick.
I think the James Madison pick is very sexy. And I, like I said, that's my mind. That's just me. That's, you have to run. Like, if I'm going to stick to this and stick to my guns, I'm fading all the sexy picks.
Which, and just to touch on that, Nikki, these 30 plus mid-major teams, they're sexy, and they, to Terb's point, I agree with it. But also, when you win 30 plus games in a season, you win that first round matchup.
Yeah, but they did that last year, I'm pretty sure.
No, but just, I'm not even JMU in general, like McNeese State, these 30 plus win teams, if they win their first round matchup, they kind of talk to themselves like, yeah, we're a mid-major, but we don't lose. We win. That's what we're used to all year. And it's, yeah,
I think the most chalk, if I'm being honest though, if I think the most chalky upset that I've seen lately, I think JMU is the one that can happen. If that makes anybody feel any better.
No, it does.
It makes sense. It makes sense because they can fire and score. Wisconsin before the Big Ten tournament was dog shit. Everyone was, even, you know, Big Cat, the famous Wisconsin fan, was like, this team is dog shit. Like, I'm out on them. And then they reeled them back in. They beat Purdue. I think Wisconsin's fraud. I think it, in my mind, I'm thinking they squeak past JMU and then they get dog walked by Duke most likely. But I mean, Vermont too. I agree. Vermont's one that people are probably scared of because they've notoriously been bad in the tournament. And this could be just the year that they finally get over the hump.
I just don't.
Duke's so.
I'm a big loser. You know, I'm a big fan. In moments that happen that you just can't overcome as a team. Mac Jones with the crying carried off the field, Flipkowski with the knee fucking
sweet
storming, and then
full Carolina sweet.
Right. And then like John Shire, like apologizing to the fans. I'm a big fan of little moments during a team season that you just look back on. Like, I should have known they didn't have it in them. And last thing, to be devil's advocate to Turb, remember a sexy 12 seed pick was Murray State. I remember they did it one year. The next year they were 12 seed again. They were the favorite kind of 12 seed and they won again. So it's really, I'm just being devil's advocate because it's March.
They happen.
Because it's March.
They absolutely happen.
And like you said, you're going to be hero or zero. And as we go to the bracket that we are seeing a game of, Nikki, we're going to see the second round matchup of either UNC Wagner or Michigan State, Mississippi State, and I can't fucking wait. I can't wait. Well, we're going to touch on that because that's, I really want to get into how fired up I am to see those games this weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I have UNC beating Wagner. I have them going up against Sparty in round two, and I think that's going to be an electric game. I actually have Michigan State winning that game.
Wow. Biggest threat. Yeah. Biggest threat to UNC is Tom Izzo and Sparty. Why not?
Just something about Izzo in March. You know, Michigan State kind of is the kryptonite for UNC and Duke in the tourney over the years. I've seen them beat them multiple times. So that's what I have as the biggest threat to UNC, but I don't have Michigan State going any further than at the game after UNC. So I have Alabama coming out of this quadrant.
Bama. Okay. Biggest set to UNC, Sparty. And then you got Bama up top and then down below. Who's your biggest set to Bama?
No, I'm saying I have Bama going to the Final Four.
Right. But who do you got them playing in the Elite Eight?
Arizona. And that's where I got Arizona losing.
Conrad, I'm curious to hear what you think about that side, because that's one where I think we could see a low seed if we're talking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 come out of that bracket.
This is the exact region I have it coming out of. I just want to say, I think everyone of their mothers has UNC playing Michigan State in the second round.
Correct.
Like, everyone has that. Ooh, Turb shaking his head. I guess we'll hear about it. He's got Mississippi State. I like Dayton coming out of this round. I picked them. I don't know why I like Dayton, but
it's just how
my bracket crumbled. Is Dayton in the Final Four? So
and Dayton has lost four of their last five, and I love it.
Nevada is a public pick.
I love that Dayton has lost four of their last five. And let me tell you, I could see Dayton playing with Zona, and I have a reminder set in my phone from last year. No matter how good Purdue, Texas, and Zona look, do not take them going past the first weekend. And let me tell you how hard it is for me to not have UNC versus Arizona's lead A matchup. It is so, it looks so good on the computer. It looks like such a great color matchup and everything. And then I'm like, I remember I had Baylor when I first filled it out there. I'm like, I don't even like Baylor that much. I got them in the Final Four. They've been a tough team in the Big 12, but Conrad, I'm kind of right there with you in terms of Dayton. I really like Dayton to make a little bit of a run, and I think they could beat Arizona. I'm surprised you said that.
And I the reason I don't have Arizona, just to be clear, I'm a big spite guy. I had Arizona to win it all last year, and they lost what, round one.
Round one.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's fucking brackets were busted round one last year.
Oh no. Oh yeah. I remember I was so upset with myself for having Arizona in the Final Four.
Idiot. And I'll never do that again.
And last year there was one bracket out of 99 that had Princeton. And let me fill you guys in on another storyline. As you probably know, Long Beach State's head coach was fired before the conference tournament, wins the Big West. And you want to talk about storyline meeting storyline, Zona losing to a 15 seed last year. You have a coach who's literally coaching for free, as he stated in his press conference today, going up against Arizona, a West Coast team, Long Beach State. I mean, Turb, this bracket's really intriguing to me, and I think it could be one of those things where the high seed is the Cinderella pick, picking UNC or Arizona. It could be one of those things for all we fucking know.
Yeah. Here's, again, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. I do agree that I think Arizona and Purdue scare the shit out of me. But here's the devil's advocate. This, if honest to God, I mean, yes, you're still going to have people taking them. But if this is the year to take them, it's when everyone's getting out on them. Everyone is scared. Everyone is so scared of Purdue. I don't think both of them do.
Zona are going under the radar. People are talking about Purdue.
I don't think Purdue or Zona, I don't think both of them do it, but I think one of those two teams goes far this year on when everyone fucking said, hell no, absolutely not. I wrote it down last year, stay away, and one of these teams is going far. That is just, it's math, it's how it adds up. It's when everyone's on, they don't do it. When everyone gets off, they do it. So again, I haven't filled out my bracket. I can't decide. Like I said, it's going to be one or the two, and I'm going to go with one or the two. I don't know if it's Arizona. I don't know if it's Purdue. I probably lean Purdue just because their fucking path is a cakewalk, an absolute cakewalk to the Elite Eight. And if they don't do it, then I'm just like, hey, well, you know what? It is what it is. I'm a fucking idiot. But getting back on track to this bracket, I know everyone's going Michigan State. And I think just the for us who's going to the game, it makes so much sense to see Michigan State and Carolina. And that's why that it's just kind of a personal thing to me. I think it makes
that's what we want to see.
It makes way too much sense. And here's the thing. I don't know if you guys remember, I didn't drop many locks this year, but the one lock I dropped was Auburn versus Mississippi State. And me and Nikki, I know for a fact, sat on that couch and watched Mississippi State put Auburn in an absolute blender.
Auburn couldn't make a shot. It was a horrific game.
And that's the thing that, and the, I will say Michigan State plays similar ball where their offense is pretty dog shit. They probably have a better offense than Mississippi State, but underrated. Mississippi State has a couple seniors, a couple stars, and I think either of those teams is a nightmare matchup for Carolina, which I think regardless will be a very good game on Saturday. Just the simple fact that it makes so much sense. And I know this is going to be an 8-9 pick where 80% of the people are going to pick Michigan State. The girls, the simps, they're all going to say Sparty, Izzo. Oh, I know that team. Mississippi State. Who the heck is that? Like, that's not a basketball school. So I'm just taking it, trying to get, you know, up on the competition, up on the public. And a game that I don't think we talked about, there's two very intriguing games here. And that's St. Mary's Grand Canyon. Everyone's on Grand Canyon. They have an absolute star on their team that I think we watched earlier this year. He's got two last names. That's all I know about him, but he's a fucking star. Oh, and he had a heart attack at halftime at one of his games like 2 years ago. So hey, storyline.
Oh, is that Keon? Oh, no, I was about to say Keon.
Yeah, Keon. Wait, what would you?
I'm thinking about the Florida guy.
It's Tyon Grant Foster.
Yeah, Tyon Grant Foster. Yeah, that's a storyline, though. I will say it's a storyline.
I love a good story.
St. Mary's. He had a heart attack at halftime. He's one of those guys that played at a big school, and then he was out of the game for like 2 years because of that, and came back, and now he's like a lottery pick. So keep your eye on him. I think he's a tournament of stars type of player. St. Mary's is a noted fraud, but if St. Mary's gets past Grand Canyon, that's a nightmare matchup for Alabama or Charleston. So that's, again, just so hard to say. If St. Mary's gets past, I think they win two games and they get over their little March Madness scare, but I think Grand Canyon's a tough matchup. And then the most chalk, simple 10 underdog of the tournament is New Mexico. There is not a soul in this world that I've seen that is picking Clemson. Not a single soul is picking Clemson. New Mexico is an 11 seed. They're favored by 2 points in the game. Put your mind around that. They're an 11 seed favored by two.
And they just want to run. They just want to run to win the Mountain West as well, to our point earlier.
Yep. Eddie House's son.
Eddie House's son. No shit. But yeah, that's New Mexico is the one where you're seeing like Barack Obama's like chalk bracket. He has like New Mexico in two games. So it's
If they get if they beat Clemson, New Mexico has kind of that Baylor that I think nobody is. And that's to your point, John. I know you said you had Baylor like pretty deep. I think Baylor's like that team that's like, if you have them winning two games and people have them losing like to New Mexico, and I mean, I don't know. I just, like I
said,
the
scary thing to me is
thinking things out.
Colgate and Charleston are two teams that are going back to back to the tournament, and Colgate's a team.
Colgate's going like four in a row, though, dude. Right. They get manhandled, dude. Baylor's a nightmare.
But I remember last year, I had Charleston beating San Diego State. They came so close, lose. San Diego State goes all the way. I think I want to say my personal opinion, I see Charleston or Colgate maybe putting up a fight against Bama or Baylor. But then you're not picking who's going to cover the 6-point spread in the bracket. You're picking who's going to win. And yeah, UNC is in a lot of trouble if Bama and Baylor make it out of the first round. And they're staring at a tough Mississippi State team or Sparty team that I think Bama is another team where they're going to live and die by the three.
They don't play enough defense, though, dude. I'm telling you, Bama, there's no world that Bama can just skate through this bracket.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Zero defense. Yeah, they're going to get lit up. They're going to get lit up one game and it's going to be over for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
defense. It's going to be the College of Charleston.
Defense is a defense is a massive factor, because when you're a power five team, you don't have good defense. These big majors thrive on shooting. They thrive. Yeah. They're not going to beat you in the paint. They're not going to beat you the two man down low. They're going to beat you by getting hot, shooting 50% from 3-point.
High percentage shots and good free throw shooting wins tournament games. It's that simple.
So Conrad, with Dayton, I'm the same way with Dayton.
I'm just shook, dude, because in my opinion, I want UNC to go down so bad on that second round when we're there.
I think they're hungry,
but,
though.
But here's the thing. In my opinion, it's a perfect storm for UNC. They have the seniority. They have the perfect RJ Davis. They have the perfect Amando Bacot. So they have a good guard. They have a good big. They shoot good from the free throw. They have that Cormac dude who's a fucking prick. Can't stand him, but he's damn good. He can shoot the rock. If they get through Mississippi State or Michigan State, they're looking pretty clean. They're clean. I think that's their nightmare matchup. And that's where it's like, I root for them. I root for them to lose. But I think from a bracket perspective, I have them moving along.
And that loss to NC State could be a fuel for the fire as well, too. Like, people see that. And
it's almost perfect. Like, that's a perfect loss for UNC, really.
Yeah, and that's one I'd love to see Arizona. I mean, the bottom of that bracket I've really been toying with. And right now, I think Dayton or Baylor is my bigger threat to UNC than Arizona. And I would love to see Arizona. There's something about that, that Arizona A on the ESPN bracket pool just makes you want to go click, 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 click. There's something about it.
It looks so good.
It just looks so appetizing.
It's so appetizing.
I love, like, I remember Conrad last year was just like, feels like 97, feels like 97. His day was just fucking, that's why I love this time of year. That's why I love this fucking time of year, boys. I mean, it just.
Yeah, I can't wait till I listen back to this pod and everything I said is dead opposite. That's just, it's exactly,
but it's,
that. That's it. That's it, dude.
That's how it goes some years.
It's literally, it's hitting a baseball in the major leagues. All you need is to get one Cinderella right, to get one take that's a little depth to it right. But you get one of those right, you're batting 400. That's all we need. It's all you're looking for. And really quick, so the big upsets we got in that bracket before we get to the last bracket, Purdue. My big upset, if I was looking, I think it's Dayton going far, but I don't have anything crazy happening in the first round matchups. I don't know, Nikki Tur, if you guys have a double digit seed that you're looking at to make a run there.
I have Grand Canyon over St. Mary's.
Yep.
Now, yep. I do have another stat if you guys don't want to chew my fucking dick off, but 13 versus 4.
Okay.
I've had 32 wins in 48 years, but 8 of them have happened in the last 5. So if you like that Colgate matchup, if you don't like Alabama's defense, you know, the 13s are trending up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think 12, I agree. I think everyone is scared of the 13s and the 14s. And as of lately, it has been fully trended to those. And that's what I mean is the sexy picks are the Grand Canyons and, you know, the James Madisons.
Yep.
And that's what my point is. Like, to my point is like saying Colgate, they've been dog shit. They've gotten there every year and gotten their shit kicked. That right there, to me, I'm not going to pick it, but that is a matchup that nobody is going to have. Nobody right. is going to.
If you're a Colgate. Senior, if you're a senior on that team, you've made the tournament every single year. Yeah. And have gotten
even if they only win one game, if you want to feel like a fucking genius for one day and one game of your life, that's a pick right there that you could do.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, and then Baylor.
And that's it. Earlier, and then that's, it. The team. That's
yeah.
it.
Yep. And then Baylor could be the team.
And then they get into the game, and Baylor wins by 40. You know.
Yeah, and you're just like, yeah, and you're like, yeah, they're rebounding, they're dishing. And that's the my backs. Thing.
That's my thing from a bracket perspective is so hard, Johnny, because like you said, is it the temptation of being like the sharp genius, but there's only going to be one of them, right? And it's like. What are the odds of you getting that one right? Is it going to be a 15 seed? Is it going to be a 16 seed? Is it going to be a 14 seed? Is it going to be a 3rd? Right. It's just there's so many of those, and it's inevitable. It'll happen, but I don't know which one's it going to be.
So
that's
real,
what they say.
So real quick, I got Dayton or Baylor going to the Final Four. Nikki, you got Bama. Conrad, we're looking at Dayton, Turb.
I've updated my pick. I've switched to Arizona.
Alabama to Arizona.
Oh my god, Nikki, it's a play. Why'd you have to say that? It's a play. Terb, say something, bro. I gotta get that out of my head.
I'm feeling chalky here, but give me UNC.
UNC, okay. There's who you got going.
I'm telling you right now, when I fill this out, it's like a 60-40 chance that isn't actually what I click.
No, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's what I feel right now. That's what I feel right now.
Fair enough. Picks are subject to change as of 8:37 p.m. on March 20th.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
That's exactly right.
I also switched. My Elite Eight matchup is now UNC Arizona. I love it. I'm on it.
I mean, Nikki, Nikki Simps, you're known for it. You're known for it. Why not? Why not? And like we said, that's one where people could get crazy and you're going, the 1-2 is staring at you right in the face. And when I don't see
Charleston and Grand Canyon play in the second round.
Wow. There we go. I mean, there we go. 12
versus 13.
There we go. And that's, speaking of 12 versus 13, this Midwest bracket. Nikki, we can go ahead right into who's going to challenge Purdue and all that, but I want to jump right into McNeese versus Gonzaga, Sanford versus Kansas. I have overlooked these two games and what's going to happen from these two games like you wouldn't believe. I can't get over because I think Gonzaga, the first time they're not a top seed, do they make their run when they're a 5 seed? Kansas been kind of up and down all year. They forget they beat UConn earlier this year.
and Houston.
At Allen Fieldhouse, they beat Houston. I can't stop overlooking that. You guys got to talk to me here. I was having McNeese playing Samford, and then Samford going on a two-game run. I mean, that to me, I see Gonzaga or Kansas. One of them is going to meet Purdue. I can't figure it out.
I have this is my darling / bracket buster. I have McNeese State in the Elite Eight.
And then Nikki Simpleton. I love it, but McNeese State is literally right behind JMU favorite underdogs.
They're the most. I think I have a tweet here. Actually, I favorited it for just betting purposes, and it is insane. While
you're pulling that up, Turb, to fill the air, Nikki, is Purdue playing Longwood first round?
No, they are playing.
Longwood's in the tournament. They're playing a one seed. Was it UNC?
Playing Houston.
Houston. I saw a tweet that there's been a provocative school to win a first round match of the past like 3 years. Oral Roberts, Fairleigh Dickinson, and then they're like Longwood.
I thought that was a funny story. They were like, it could either be Moorhead or Longwood this year.
Moorhead,
dude. And honestly, Moorhead is – I see that.
Who's Moorhead playing?
Illinois. I think Illinois is the Purdue this year, dude. Like you said, Iowa did it, what, when they won?
Richmond.
Purdue did it when they won. Moorhead, that is a classic matchup.
Moorhead's in my Sweet 16.
I mean, Conrad's just saying stuff at this point. I love it. I love it though, Conrad. I love it. Fucking. I can't get out.
That's my mom's alma mater, by the way. So shout out Moorhead State. Shout out Richmond. Shout out ECU.
Really? Your mom went to Moorhead State? Oh, we lost her. I'm just coming back.
That's the one that's in Minnesota, right?
No, I thought Moorhead State's in HBCU.
Moorhead State's in like, I want to see Georgia. Different Moorhead Georgia. State,
but shout out the other Moorhead State.
Moorhead State is in Kentucky. Like,
yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. So we got Terps audio.
Different spelling.
We got Terps audio. So the Midwest bracket. So Terp, do you have that tweet pulled up?
Yeah. So Nikki, do you have Samford?
No, I have. Okay. I have Kansas beating Samford. But then I have McNeese.
Okay, I'm trying to run through your underdogs. So the most popular bets right now, you have UAB winning?
No.
McNeese and JMU.
Okay, you have JMU. That's 81% bets on JMU. 75% is on Samford. McNeese State is the number three most popular money line bet. And then, of course, like I said, New Mexico is a big popular one.
And is that, Turb, is that to be fair, though? You're taking Moneyline Gonzaga, like minus 250 or something, though, right? So people are going to be sprinkling.
These are ranked the top underdog bets. So Samford is number one. Again, all the simps are on Samford because of the news. Surprisingly, State is number two. I guess just the rest of the nation is probably falling in love with them.
The first round.
Yeah, but guaranteed. I mean, guaranteed. I will say DJ Burns is a one shining moment.
Who's number two?
NC State.
Gotcha. Yeah. No.
And then it's McNeese State.
Got it.
And then number four is also another Nikki upset is Duquesne. Or all you guys. I think all you guys have Duquesne.
What about Grand Canyon? Is Grand Canyon like fifth?
Duquesne.
I'm not seeing Grand Canyon. I've seen a lot of tweets on people picking them, but they're not in this one at least.
So Conrad, you got Moorhead State going a little deep. You got Charleston going a little deep. Who do you got for a double digit seed in the Midwest bracket?
Midwest bracket. I have Oregon. Yes, I do have Oregon. Well, I just have Oregon and Colorado State going in the second round. This bracket is very chalk for me. This is the one that I have.
Really? Wow. This is kind of a chaos bracket for me. But
this one, I have Purdue, like my, I have Purdue going, Kansas. I just have all the highest seeds, like winning all their games pretty much.
One I was looking at in Turbo, I want to hear what you think on this. I don't know why, but the one I clicked on right away was Akron over Creighton. I know Creighton can shoot the lights out, beat the fuck out of UConn, but Akron gets in the tournament because Kent State fouls when they're up by one with 4 seconds left.
Right.
Sometimes those moments a team gets in because of a moment like that. And I don't know why I got Akron, but that's my double digit seed I got in the Midwest. Winning a game. I got them winning a game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's like, yeah, Creighton's like a team that's just kind of flying under the radar. I think everyone's just almost like to your Arizona logo type of thing, where it's like Creighton two games, or Creighton easily to win that game. And that's like the upset that no one is even, their brain hasn't even processed that.
Right.
So it's possible for sure.
In Tennessee, Texas is a matchup we could very well see. So we're going to be looking at the UNC. They beat the 16th seed, UNC versus Mississippi State, Michigan State at Spectrum on Saturday. And we're going to be looking at Colorado State versus what's the 15th seed that they're playing, Nikki?
Tennessee plays St. Peter's and
Texas. Right. Yeah. So we could be looking at St. Peter's, Colorado State, St. Peter's, Texas, Tennessee. I want to see Texas, Tennessee. But granted, we could see the darling St. Peter's rise from the ashes again. That to me, Texas, Tennessee, I think whoever wins that match, if it happens, they're going to go to the Elite Eight. That's what I think, because right now you're looking at what? Creighton's the biggest threat to Texas or Tennessee. Texas is going to have their hands full with Colorado State in Tennessee and Texas. More Tennessee, though, with Dalton Connect, they got to go on a run.
Dalton Connect is just such, they are such an X factor in this side of the bracket for me, or he is such an X factor for Tennessee. And here's the thing, Tennessee last year, what'd they go? They went Sweet 16. They made a run. They went Sweet 16.
Sweet 16, lost to FAU.
Lost in the Elite Eight. And I think that was a pretty close game, if I do recall.
No, it was Sweet 16. And no, FAU kind of banged them up a little bit.
Oh, they banged them up. Okay. But yeah. Again, it's the exact same Tennessee team, and you just add the coldest white boy in the nation, Dalton Connect, who is such a fucking he is literally, when you talk about tournament of stars, he is the star of the tournament. So I love Tennessee. I mean, I hate Tennessee. I really do. I hate their colors. I hate everything about them. But the fact that they got Dalton Connect, how do you not root for a white boy that's 6'7" that can put his nuts on your face? So
just keep in mind your stat from earlier. No team that went 0-1 in the conference tournament
wins at all. Right. No, I don't think they win at all. I don't think they win at all. I think they can run, I think they can get out of, again, all this stuff I'm saying, I have not solidified a bracket, but I think if I were to say right now, I think they get out of the Midwest. I think they beat Purdue and the Elite Eight.
Dude, Turb would fucking kill it as a stockbroker in like 1990s New York.
If you listen to this pod, I could probably convince you to buy stock on everything that I'm saying. It could all be wrong.
He's like Bankman Friedman, the FTX guy. He's saying all this and it's going to be true, but his bracket's going to be like none of this. And they're going to be like, dude, your bracket's got to be nuts. And he's like, no, seriously. Your money's gone.
There's a reason why I fill out my bracket so late, is like, so I can just overthink all of this. And it's either going to be one way or the other. It's going to be, I'm going to have a very good bracket and I'm going to flip, or what I'm seeing right now is going to be absolute dog shit, vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
And to get the challengers for Purdue, I mean, Tennessee is the one I feel really comfortable about. And that's scary to me. That's scary that's the two seed I feel comfortable about, the low seed to challenge Purdue. But it really is, because Gonzaga could lose first round. And if they get to Purdue, I think Purdue is – Arizona, I feel like, has some demons they haven't addressed. I think Purdue is – I think they're ready to make that run finally, because they – I mean, North Texas first round loss last year. I think Purdue is ready to go and at least win a couple of games.
Yeah.
And Gonzaga or Kansas could give them trouble. But I see the biggest. I just don't know if Gonzaga or Kansas will get there. I think the biggest.
I think again to the point of like one of them goes far. I think Purdue running into TCU or Utah State is way better than Arizona running into Dayton. I think Dayton or Nevada is a scary team to run into round two.
Yeah,
is a scary team. Both of those teams.
I agree with that.
Here's what I got. Houston has four losses this year. One of those four losses came to TCU. I have TCU beating Purdue round two.
There we go. Josh's
advice, don't take Purdue into the second weekend because they fucking blow it. And Zach Edey, just get him in foul trouble, get him out of the game, and then what do they have? Dog shit.
To that point, TCU.
Tommy Lloyd.
I think TCU would be a pick that people are going to have over Utah State. But to Nikki's point, TCU can bang it with the big boys. They can bang the boards. Yeah, they can bang they it can. Down low. Utah State, if they play Purdue, it's a Nebraska thing. They just got to get hot shooting. But TCU can bang it with Purdue. So TCU is not
who they want to see. I think
right.
Yeah, if TCU, I think Purdue's they're the biggest Utah State fans in America. Also, just a quick note on that. Just a very quick note on the Mountain West. Shut the fuck up, Mountain West. They're bitching and moaning, saying, oh, we got the 8 seeds of the tournament. We got screwed. You got 6 fucking bids in the tournament, and the Big East got 3. I don't care if you're a 10 seed or a 4 seed. You're all in there, and you all have a chance to fucking win. So shut the fuck up. I think this is the year that the fucking Mountain West gets fucking back to business, as in being fucking poop losers of the tournament. I think all Mountain West teams get exposed. Fuck it. Just because of that, give me UAB. Give me TCU. Give me Dayton. Give me every fucking team playing a Mountain West team just because of that little bullshit narrative they've been trying to run.
Yeah, I know. That's a great point.
It feels good to complain, doesn't it? It just fucking feels good.
Yeah, to complain about seeding when you have 6 teams in a tournament, you have 6 teams
in the Mountain West. It's not a Power 5. You have 6 teams from the Mountain West. What are you talking about?
And if you click on that preview icon for these first round games with Mountain West teams in it, their notable games are all Mountain West teams. They don't play anybody else. So it's they're either really good conference or they're going to get exposed bad.
Yeah, they're good. They beat up on each other. Like, I agree. Mountain West Conference is fucking good, but it ain't the Big 12, buddy. And yes, you had last year was an anomaly. You had, like, you remember you had the Pac-12 in there, 2 years ago? You had the Mountain West. Like, every year there's a conference that goes crazy, but let's not forget how bad notoriously the Mountain West has been.
It's absolutely correct. And with that being said, Turb, who do you got challenging Purdue? Tennessee?
Yeah. Tennessee. Here's my thing. Quick little bit. Again, this could all be wrong at the end of the day, but Mark Few in the tournament. Gonzaga, I think everyone doubts Gonzaga is because they don't live up to their normal hype, but they win games in the tournament. Every year, they win at least 2 games. They get to the Sweet 16 like it's clockwork. I think they have the easiest path to the Sweet 16. McNeese State, their best win. They've played a school called Bible Studies this year and a school called and they've played some team for the women. For the women.
University
for women. By the way, talk about a power play if you're a guy going to that school. Thing. What's up? 9-1 ratio.
Oh my God, no shit. Heaven. And here's the narrative that I'm writing. McNeese State, incredible run, most wins I think in the entire country. Great run, epic run. Will Wade. He's probably on fucking Zoom calls to this week interviewing for other jobs. He knows done exactly what he's needed to do. He's fucking one leg out the door. Gonzaga is, everyone is counting them out. It's a perfect fucking, and they lost. They got embarrassed to St. Mary's. I had them beating St. Mary's in their conference tournament. Again, I like teams that lose in their conference championship. It's a recipe for disaster for McNeese. I think they might scare them. If you want to talk about a first half scare, I think McNeese State scares them in the first. Gonzaga's notably this year very slow starting team. But telling you right now, Gonzaga, I think, could get to that Sweet 16 with Purdue, which could get a little shaky.
I can see that too, filling the bracket out. It looks right. It feels right. And yeah, to your point on Will Wade, I mean, they had 23 losses last year, yeah, and then the turnaround's crazy. I mean, I didn't even think about that. And this is like a therapy session for my bracket. I'm feeling good about going after and filling out and doing some changes after this. I'm feeling good. And Connor, are you feeling good about this bracket? Who you got challenging Purdue?
I do feel good about exactly what Drew was just saying. I have either Kansas or Gonzaga beating Purdue in the Sweet 16. Now I feel like it's probably going to be Gonzaga instead of Kansas. But who knows? I have Purdue losing in the Sweet 16 regardless.
Kansas could be sharp, though, Pete. Just to play devil's advocate there, like I said, the whole world is out on them because of one player. The main reason they still have Hunter Dickinson that can stir the pot and is such a fucking staple down low. So I think you're sharp if you take Kansas to the Sweet 16, because I don't think a lot of people are going to have that.
I actually have Kansas going way farther than that.
Well, then, I mean, listen, you're going to be probably one of the only ones, but it, like I said, that's a separator team. That's a separator team right now. Everyone has them losing first round. If you get them to the Elite Eight and they go, you're going to be scorching.
What if they go to the finals?
I might say you might need to get off the drugs.
Well, who would you have, Conrad, going to the Final Four from that bracket?
Kansas and Tennessee.
Kansas or Tennessee. Okay.
If you told me at the beginning of the year, I'd be like, you're the most simpleton picker ever. And now I'm like, that's kind of sharp.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're having a four seed, and it's a four seed everyone's doubting. At the end of the day, a four seed
everybody's out on them.
A four seed UConn last year was down to Iona at halftime, and they won with ease the national championship. So, to that point, Nikki, it's not going to be Purdue because you got them losing to TCU. Who do you got going to the Final Four from the Midwest?
I have Tennessee beating McNeese State.
I love it.
Could you imagine McNeese takes down Gonzaga and Kansas back to back, and you think they're going to lose that Sweet 16 matchup?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go that route, you might say they're going
to the Final Four.
Yeah, if you're going to go like Nikki, they have Nikki on like Get Up doing interviews with like why like how he picked McNeese State making the Elite Eight. He has on the boner pill hat and the Tatum jersey. He's just talking to Steve.
Here's my thing. I and Nikki knows I've been a McNeese State backer year.
Massive.
I've been a backer of them all year. And here's what scares the piss out of me about them is they will be losing to like Nicholls State at halftime by like four, and I'll check the final score and they won by like 30.
Yeah, you can't do that to the big dog.
And you just cannot do that. You can't do that. Because here's the thing. You had Gonzaga. You had Kansas. You had any of those teams. But listen, hey, like I said, my intake means nothing. It's March Madness. It's a Cinderella. Will Wade is absolutely a story. But I'm writing the narrative that he's 1 foot out the door. He's done what he needs to do. They're the darling of the tournament.
And then the past 3 years, there's been a 15 seed to beat a 2 seed. If you guys had to choose one this year, Nikki, first off, what's your favorite double-digit Cinderella of all time? And then who do you have this year would be the fourth year in a row of a 15 seed being a 2 if you were to pick one?
My favorite of all time is probably going to be Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I think that's a non.
I mean, Dunk City was.
Yeah.
With Kevin Harlan calling that game against Georgetown and those white boys throwing up
Otto Porter Jr.
That Georgetown team, people forget, was like that was their time. This is their year, and here goes yang 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 off the backboard yang.
And I also remember, I think I was in college at the time, and looking at their campus, just like classes, like on the beach, their campus looked awesome. Everybody was talking.
Big time.
And then what was the second part this year?
If you were to choose a 15 seed to be a 2 seed, who would it be? Because it's happened the last 3 years. If you were to choose one,
Western Kentucky. I don't know.
Moorhead State.
They're not a 15.
They're a 14.
It's a 14.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, there's. You either have St. Peter's, Long Beach State, Western Kentucky, or South Dakota State.
Western Kentucky as well.
Yeah, Western Kentucky.
Hilltoppers.
Turb, who would you take for a 15 to be a 2 if you had to choose one this year?
It's tough because I like those 14 guys. But I would probably – I mean, why not ride your the narrative of old whatchamacallit guy getting fired?
Yeah, Long Beach State. That's right.
Long Beach. Too. Yeah.
That's where I'd go to.
I think it's the year of the 14s. I look at all these 14s and I say, yeah. I think Oakland could slow Kentucky up. I think that could very well happen. Like I said, I think Moorhead, the more I talk about them, the more juicier it looks just from the Big Ten narrative. And then you have Akron. We already talked about that. Just an absolute sleeper of a pick. And then Colgate. Absolute 14. I'd
put my money down. I put my money down that 114.
I like all four of those.
Yeah, I put my money down. If there's a bet out there that 114 seed wins outright, I think Moorhead.
You would be so surprised. I've looked at some of these lines. You would be so surprised. Like that bet right there is probably maybe plus 120. That's how surefire it is. That's crazy.
It's insane. And the 14s, like we just – so it's Akron, Oakland, Moorhead, and Colgate. Yes, yeah. I see
that's
one of them.
That's the pack right there, the 14 pack.
That what's North Carolina's – it's the West bracket, if I'm not mistaken, Nikki. That bracket, yes. That could be – let's just say, you know, shit for thought, Long Beach State, that native with the coach, they beat Arizona, and then Colgate. I mean, like, that's one where it could get fucking crazy with teams that – like we said, that's one where it could just get crazy. And that's one bracket where everything could happen right then and there. And I think to Terb's point, I love the 14 seeds this year. 15 seeds, you look at it, it's so hard to find one, but it's happened the last three fucking years. So it's, you got to think it's in there somewhere. Yeah. But then at the same
last point- year, so one of the years, I think it was maybe the St. Peter's year, or no. One of the years, it was only a 16 seed, it skipped 15.
So you,
I'm pretty
you
sure.
So UMBC, I guess what it would be 2019.
Right. It was no 15. It was all 16. But
and the crazy thing is, Turb, 15 seeds have had 11 wins all time, and three have happened in the last 3 years. It's wild. Yeah,
so
wild.
That's where you kind of go back on like history, right? It's like
right. It's gonna
rain, so. You know. But again, fuck it, dude. Something crazy. I don't care what anyone says, like, oh, like so much crazy shit happened last year. Like whether it's round one or round two, fucking this, I will say I think you mentioned it earlier, John, if I will say, I think this, for some reason, I have this gut feeling that the second round of this bracket is where shit just goes sideways. Just cause last year was so flipped. It was like so sideways day one
right.
or week
right.
one or whatever. But I don't care either way. It's going sideways.
And it's the best time of year. I'm so fired up. I got a pump up video that I recorded yesterday after the gym that is going to make you run through a brick wall or make you cry Jimmy V tears. A wave has come over me. When you think about Butler, back-to-back national championship appearances, think about VCU, George Mason Watts, so all these double-digit seeds could run. They beat UConn as an 11 seed, UConn number two. They go to the Final Four. George fucking Mason, no one ever heard of, and no double-digit past eight, excuse me, that doesn't make sense, no double-digit really up until that point in time made a run like George Mason did. And now you're seeing with NIL, these teams, these guys can play. And we're going to be there for the second round, 20 guys, Conrad, going to be missing you like crazy. We're going to have a field day of content. We got the dads involved. I just hope we don't get fucked on game times. I hope we don't get fucked on game times. It's going to be middle of the day. And Conrad, do you have plans yet for March Madness weekend? Are you just taking it by storm?
I got plans to sit on my couch and put on all four TVs, computers, everything. And watch every single game.
Yeah, which is what I'm at Thursday. You know, T-Dunn was like, you guys want to go to the games Thursday? But no, to be honest, Thursday, I want to get with these guys
don't waste
at a bar.
It.
Yeah, I want to get with these guys at a bar. Eds, grab the table. and get all the screens going. That's, to me, I think is more fun than watching UNC versus Wagner and fucking, you know, we're going to see it Saturday. I can't wait for tomorrow. It's, thank God I have half day Fridays, because I couldn't get through two full days of work the next rest of the week. There's no way.
No way.
Yeah, I have work from home Fridays. We have the same thing, John.
Oh, we got the golf. We got the golf coming too. I cannot fucking wait, boys. And a hell of an epi. Hell of an epi. That start. I mean,
wait, are we not dropping winners?
No, I was just saying hell of an epi. Couldn't have been any better at the start. And I know Nikki.
Sounded like a conclusion.
No, it definitely was a conclusion. I totally forgot about Nikki Nightly News and winners. Nikki, you got the Nightly News to drop and then go into, I forget every time.
Yes, I have Nikki Nightly News.
So Nikki, drop that. And then if you got an AB tweet to drop real quick, then we'll get into winners. I like that. Yeah. I like that term. I like that term. I forgot about that.
All right. This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting off, as always, college hockey. Boston College still number one. Boston University number two. A new number three again is Denver. Now we have selection show for the D1 playoffs in hockey on Sunday. Road to the Frozen Four starts next Thursday, the 28th. Speaking of the Frozen Four, women's hockey, who knew they were in it right now? They have games on Friday, competing with March Madness. Woof. Ohio State is the number one seed, taking on Clarkson from the middle of bumfuck Potsdam, New York, like almost to Canada. And then we have Wisconsin as a two seed playing Colgate as a three seed. That is your Frozen Four for the women's hockey. Moving on to NBA, Celtics 54-14, best in the league. There's a theme here with Boston. The Bucks second, 44-24. The Cavs 43-25. In the West, we have the Thunder at 47-20. The Nuggets at 48-21, and the Timberwolves 47-22. Moving to the NHL, the Bruins bounce back to top the East in the Atlantic Division with 97 points, also best in the league. Panthers are close behind with 94 points. The Rangers in the Metro Division leading with 94 points, and the Hurricanes are surging behind them with 92. The Jets and the Avalanche are tied at 93 points in the Central West Division, and the Canucks hold an 8-point advantage in the Pacific Division over the Oilers with 94 points. Last week, I brought you cricket, and I'm bringing you the update. Papua New Guinea sneaked out the win against Hong Kong by 3 runs. Afghanistan absolutely thrashes Ireland 236-119. Keep in mind, I have no idea what those numbers mean, but it sounds damn impressive. In the MLB, they played their first ever game in Seoul, South Korea, with Shohei Ohtani leading the Dodgers to defeat the Padres 5-2. Opening day in the States is next Thursday, the 28th. D'Angelo Russell broke a Kobe Bryant record for the Lakers, most three-pointers in a season. He now has 183. Former NHL enforcer Chris Simon commits suicide at the age of 52. His family believes it was CTE. He had 6 times as many penalty minutes as he did points over his 15-year career, if that gives you any idea of what he was doing on the ice. Clemson joins Florida State in litigation against the ACC, claiming that their TV rights deal and exit charges from the league are too high and they need to be thrown out. FSU's lawsuit says that their exit from the ACC would be $572 million, and Clemson saying their exit fee alone, not including TV rights, is over $150. If both teams leave the ACC, that means that only 2 teams outside of the Big Ten and the SEC to reach the college football playoff in the last 10 years is TCU and Cincinnati. And moving on to the NFL, trying to absolutely fuck the kickoffs. They're trying to change the rule again. There's multiple different changes. They're going to move the lineup again. They're going to say nobody's allowed to move until the player catches the ball, and there's no more fair catches. It's fucked. And hopefully they don't pass that through. And last, certainly not least, is the AB tweet of the week. I'm bringing you 3 as always. Cracker of the day, picture of Caleb Williams in a dress with painted fingernails and crying with his mom in the stands after their loss. A video of Sydney Sweeney reading the Bible. AB responds, "Sucketh my dick, Ephesians 13:1. And this one relates back to a previous episode. Somebody asked AB, what do you think the world needs most right now in just one word? Conrad, he went with you. Anal. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
Why is that?
Add to the, know, back to the dildo episode.
Oh my god. Jeez.
Good call back, Nikki. I mean, that guy Chris Simon, man. I mean, RIP to him and his family, but that guy, he literally two-handed somebody on the ice with a stick in the back of their head when he was playing for the Islanders. Just give you an insight on that guy. He was a fucking wild.
I'm sure he had plenty of demons.
Yeah, literally two-handed lacrosse checked the guy with a stick on the back of the head. That guy was a fucking one of a kind enforcer. And the AB tweets, so I mean, CTESPN is literally going off with free agency news. Like he is calling his shots left and right. He's getting bigger and bigger. He's getting bigger. Maybe we hopped on early.
Yeah, he got blocked by Joe Biden. Another one of his tweets that was like an honorable mention was Cracker of the Day, and it was this picture of him kicking the Browns punter on that punt return, but it had Joe Biden's face, and it said hashtag blocked, hashtag Sir Sniffs a Lot.
I love it. I love it. There's no way he's making all of these, but I love it.
He has minds working for him. I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
I
gotta just post this.
I gotta get to Venmos and everything. Nikki, everyone's gotta touch on nightly news. What he said, touch on it now. If not, we're gonna get into winners, get out of here because we gotta get rest. We got a big weekend upcoming.
I'm just amped for tomorrow, man.
Fired up, Nikki. Brought the heat as always. Winners, winners, winners. Conrad, who's your Natty Champ winner for the March Madness Tournament of 2024?
Drum roll, please. Houston Cougars. Go Cougars.
Staying with what we had on the pod. Staying with what we had on the pod.
Dude, I'm faithful.
And like we said, if they went out in the Big 12 tournament, you're going to make good odds.
That's also as of 9:10 p.m. Also subject to change.
9:10 p.m. March Madness Eve. Nikki, who do you got right now?
I had Houston until we were talking it through, and then I changed my pick. I got UConn back-to-back.
Oh, I thought I was going to say UNC.
First time since the Florida Gators in 2006-2007. Turb, what are we thinking? What are we feeling? Subject to change.
So here's the thing. I have Houston to win it all in a bet. I stay true to that bet. That will be my money. My money will be on Houston. For bracket purposes, I will be taking UConn. I think they're a guaranteed lock to the Final Four. We talk about storylines. We talk about this, simpleton that. The storyline, as you mentioned, is the first time going back-to-back since Florida. It hasn't happened in forever. I think it's so due. And if there's a team to do it, it's UConn. Give me Houston. Give me UConn. Win-win situation in the Natty. Houston money. UConn for the bracket. Give me UConn.
Houston, UConn, it's chalk. But, man, would it be fucking awesome to see. Would it be fucking awesome to see. And it's subject to change. But right now, I got UConn versus Marquette. And hop in the motherfucking jet, Corvette, Marquette. Why the fuck not? Golden Eagle, Shaka Smart, Kolek. Why not? Why not? It's a 100-person pool. If you want to get crazy,
why not?
Crazy. You want to dance, big man? Let's dance. Marquette is what I got right now. Subject to change. You got Marquette. You got two UConns. You got Houston. All subject to change, boys. Hell of an episode. Hell of an episode. I got to get some sleep. Contacts first day. And, man, my eyes. I got to get these things fucking out. Keep on trying to itch like crazy. Fucking, I'm going to be seeing the beads of sweat come off these guys from the roof of the Spectrum Center. Perfect time. And I can hear my throat. My voice is going a little hoarse. I'm getting some tea in my system, some cough drops. No one has anything else to say. Conrad, send the people on their way.
This is March Madness. This is LRP. This is what we live for. This is the best time of the year. Tune in, tap in, strap in. Content machines coming to you live. Charlotte, North Carolina. That's how it's done.
Hang.
Thursday. Hey.